Every trial starts with the selection of the jury. The court clerk will ask the defendant if he or she is ready for trial. The clerk will then begin to take out cards at random from a box and call out only the number on each card. Please note that only your number will be called and your name, address and occupation will remain confidential during the entire proceedings. It is a criminal offence for anyone involved in the court proceedings to disclose this information without lawful authority. If your number is called, you should make yourself known to the court security staff and make your way to the jury box at the front of the court. When several people are in the jury box, the court clerk will call out each number again. As each juror number is called out, either the prosecution or the defence may call out challenge. This is what is known as challenging for cause. It is not very common, but do not be alarmed if it does happen to you. The legal representative who is seeking to challenge the juror will have to provide a good reason why you can't serve as a juror in this case, and it will be up to the judge to decide whether or not you can become a sworn juror. Very occasionally, when your number is called, you may be required to stand by. This means that you will not be required to sit on this jury unless the jury list becomes exhausted, when standbys will be recalled and you may then be sworn as a juror. If no challenge or standby are called out, then you will be invited to take the juror's oath. You can take the oath either by swearing or by affirming.
Repeat after me. I swear by Almighty God.
I swear by Almighty God.
If you prefer to swear, please hold the testament in your right hand and repeat the words of the oath after the court clerk.
According to the evidence.
According to the evidence.
If you prefer to affirm, you do so without holding the testament.
Can I affirm, please?
Your Honour, the lady wishes to affirm.
Yes.
Repeat after me. I do solemnly, sincerely and truly declare and affirm.
I do solemnly, sincerely and truly declare and affirm.
That I will faithfully try the defendant.
That I will faithfully try the defendant.
And give a true verdict.
And give a true verdict.
According to the evidence.
According to the evidence.
Affirmed.
The first person selected as a juror acts as the foreperson. He or she also acts as chairperson in the jury room and delivers the verdict to the court. 12 people are selected to form the jury for the duration of the case. Most trials are over the same day, but some trials can last much longer. Your lunch will be provided by the court office.
Would all unsworn jurors return to the assembly room, please?
If you are not selected today, the judge will advise you when you need to come back to court for possible selection to another jury. The judge will usually check that none of the sworn jurors know the defendant or have any connection with the case.